Now, and those were made out of what type of material? I mean, was it cotton or?
It was cotton.
Okay, and in the wintertime, you changed to?
No, I think they just wore heavy underwear in the wintertime.
Same clothing, but just heavier underwear. I see. That's interesting. What about gloves? Do they have different types? Or if you really wanted to stay warm or for working?
Well, they had little brown jersey gloves that they wore if they weren't going to be out too heavy, you know. But he had heavier gloves too, but I don't, they were leather of some kind, but I wouldn't remember just what.
Okay. Did women wear gloves in those days?
Mm-hmm.
And what would they do? Like?
I suppose they were just cloth gloves.
Okay, so those were just dress applications, mm-hmm. I guess. Okay. What about hats, men and women's?
Well, my dad always had a cap that he wore, and then he had a hat in the summertime. And my mother had hats, too, but they were just straw hats. Us kids usually got a new hat for the 4th of July, and they were little straw hats.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, these hats that your father had, did they have specific names you can remember?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. He probably just sent Sears and Roebuck.
Uh-huh.
They bought stuff out of Sears and Roebuck in Montgomery Ward because we didn't get to go to town and buy stuff.
And how was that delivered, by the post office? Or?
Mm-hmm. They come parcel post.
Well, that's quite a wonderful thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that how you got your presents for Christmas?
Well, I can't remember that I ever had a present for Christmas until I was about 12 or 13 years old, and except a handkerchief. We used to get a handkerchief once in a while. And my first one was a little burnt wood box, handkerchief box, about that big square, about that thick.
About, 6 inches square and 3 inches thick?
Yeah, something like that.
And, no, that's sad, no Christmas presents. What did you do for Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you, my brother and I, when we were about, we must have been 8 and 10 or 6 and 8, something like that, we wanted a Christmas tree. So we took the old horse, we rode to school, and went up on the hill and cut a tree to bring down, a cedar tree. And when he got down there, I know it was bigger than the house was. We couldn't begin to get it in the house. So I think my dad cut the top out of it. And my mother did have some candles that had them little pincher things on it. But my dad wouldn't let us put those candles on it because he was afraid of fire.
Oh, the little pincher things, they were?
There was a thing like that you poked the candle in.
Oh, then that would stick on the branch.
Yeah, and then there was a pincher thing, kind of like a clothespin on it. And you'd open that up and it would pinch onto the Christmas tree. But they really weren't too, if you got them in close enough where the limb was stout enough to hold it, they were too close to the tree.
Fire.
And the limb on the outside would flop up and down, you know. So we didn't light them. We put them on sometimes, so we never lit them.
Your father made sure that never happened.
Yeah.
Okay. What would a man, he's not wearing a belt, he keeps his pants up with?
Suspenders.
Is that what you would call any other name for them?
Well, my dad wore suspenders. He never wore a belt.
And these would be called?
Jeans.
Okay.
Overalls.
And your father would wear, what would